What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Disney Movie News. Today we're going to be talking about, what are we talking about? Timon and Pumbaa. We're going to be talking about Cars 3, and we're going to be talking about D23. Let's roll.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
Ooh, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up? We got some hot new blood on set.
Bam, bam, bam.
Bam, bam, bam. Jo-jo-jo-jo-man. What's up, everybody? I'm Leo Camacho. You can follow me everywhere online at Mr. Leo Zombie. And this is Disney Movie News. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Make sure you give a nice little subscribe over to The Popcorn Talk on YouTube and follow them on Twitter at The Popcorn Talk. Is that me?
Yep. Noob.
And I'm a screw-up. Sorry, I'm too hyped. I want to talk about Disney, and I want to talk about movies, and I want to talk about news, but I'm not the only one here. There are many people to my left. Who are you?
Can we talk about me?
Talk about you.
Hi. Where do I look?
Hi.
I'm Keaton Markey, and you guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey, and I am so upset I missed last week.
Dude, you blew it.
I did blow
it. We got the angel to come from heaven and replace you. Zach, remember, he's the angel.
I know he's from the angel from heaven, but gosh.
He's gone. He went back.
I'm irreplaceable. I'm like Beyonce, bitch.
He's not here.
He's not Disney movie news.
By the way, speaking of, we'll be talking about her later in the show.
Beyonce? Oh, yeah. Beyonce.
In like a second.
Anyways, to my left.
What's up? I'm Sarah Sterling.
Oh, that sounds so weird.
You can find me on Twitter at @SarahSterling_.
Wait.
Right. You weren't here for this last week. Whoa. I changed my username.
Yeah, she's not Sarah Snitch anymore.
Nope.
I know, it's weird, right?
Who are you anymore? Who are you?
Who am I?
Who are my?
Who are my?
I don't know. Nobody knows who you are, but who's that dude?
Who's this guy? Who is this weirdo?
Hey, what's up, man?
I have this.
Joven.
Coaster.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm the Joven Shire. I do internet things on the internet. Sometimes I play video games. Sometimes I do geek stuff. I'm on Smosh Games. I'm on the Joven Shire. But what a lot of people don't know is that I'm a huge Disney fan,
and
I just don't talk about it a lot.
To quote him, he said, "I'm a closet Disney fan.
I'm a closet Disney fan."
I would love to be on your show again.
Yeah. Leo says that he invited me on the show, but I think that I Jedi mind tricked him.
Speaking of that, you're actually Anakin bounding today.
Oh, I love it. I just watched all the prequels on Sunday, so that's very good.
Was that like a
religious thing that you had to
do because you hate yourself?
You know, we were trying to watch the new Power Rangers movie, and...
Whoa, did you watch it?
No, we didn't. Because...
So good.
What?
I haven't seen it yet.
I've only heard about
this. Haven't seen it yet, so we're going to go see Power Rangers. We couldn't go see it, so we were just like, what's laying around the house? And literally the prequel set that my roommate had was still like completely like closed in its plastic still. We were like, should we do it?
Like, I like to think that you saw it there and there's just covered with dust. You picked it up gently and you're like,
yeah, and it was kind of like Jumanji.
No. Then you heard the voice of Obi-Wan Kenobi. Like, it's your destiny.
What? Excuse me? Put the box at Doug's must.
I do like the Jumanji. It just started.
Yeah, just
and once you start watching, you can't stop till you finish.
Well, we watched the first one, and then we like had a couple hours to kill, and we're just like, do you want to just watch the second one? We're like, well, we might as well. And then like once you watch two, you kind of just have to like suck it up and just watch the third one.
We had a friend a few years ago that had never seen the prequels, and everyone talks about like the best order to watch them in. New best order to watch them in.
Okay, here's the official Joven.
This is the official Joven order watch. You watch episode one, and then you watch the Red Letter Media on episode one.
Oh my god!
Then you watch episode two, and then you watch the Red Letter Media on that one. And it's the best. We spent a week. Each day was a different video. So the first night would be episode one. The next night was the review on it, because each review is 90 minutes. And it was the greatest Star Wars experience. It was so good.
Red Letter Media is
so
good.
Yeah, I'll have to watch the Red Letter Media things now.
Yeah, like watch them immediately while it's still very fresh in your mind.
Because they touch,
it's a 90-minute review from beginning to end on like everything that's wrong with those movies. Yeah. Like, they have a very particular style of humor, and some of it gets weird at times, but the stuff that he touches on, like, if you guys haven't seen this, go find it. It's a must-watch.
But wait till the show's over, for God's sake.
Yeah. Don't stop watching. But I am pretty sure, the one thing I discovered is I'm pretty sure Jar Jar was originally supposed to be the bad guy.
He was supposed to be the new Chewbacca. Guys, I want to point something out. Sarah hates this conversation.
I'm like, someone in the chat was like, what are they talking about? I was like, I literally don't know.
Star Wars.
Get on board. All right.
We'll go into the regular news.
I zoned out for 1 second, and I was like, wait, what's
right off the bat, we're just going to jump right into the biggest news, the thing everybody came here to watch us talk about today, and that is the casting of Timon and Pumbaa.
I'm like not entirely like some people are like this is just like they're in talks, but every like headline I've seen,
says no, it's confirmed. Yeah, no, it's confirmed.
Billy Eichner and Seth Rogen as
Billy Timon on the street
and Pumbaa. I'm happy about 50% of this.
Me too. Which that's exactly 50%? How I feel.
Billy as Timon is the best.
How do you? Why don't you like Seth?
I like Seth Rogen as Pumbaa. I think we'll be fine, but I think he'll make Pumbaa just sound dumber than he's supposed to sound.
Yeah, I think so too. What do you mean dumber?
Well, yeah, it's you're definitely gonna get that Seth Rogen laugh,
that, like dumb laugh. Yeah. But like,
what do you mean?
That's an interesting statement. Yeah.
That's how he talks. He's always like, oh.
For him to be dumber than he is, because he's a very dumb character. That's why he's following Timon. But the fact that he has the one line where he's like, I thought they were balls of gas burning millions of miles. It's like, it's like this one, like, super smart line.
He's dumb now character. He's going to be like great big balls of smoke.
Oh my God.
They're changing it.
I think it'll be fine. I'm happy about it.
Fine. Nathan Lane is still around and doing great.
James Earl Jones is too much. Like, if you recast him, that's it. You can't recast anyone else.
I'm glad that they aren't using everybody again.
I agree. Yeah, everyone is still around.
Because then, really, what's the point?
I wish they were bringing JTT back for Adult Simba.
And now he's just like,
that would be funny.
Hey, Uncle Scar.
Oh my God. No, Adult Simba, not young.
No, I want him to be young Simba.
After his voice is dropped.
Yeah, exactly.
I think their chemistry is going to be awesome.
I think it'll be funny.
And I hope that they just let them kind of like what? Just improv a little bit, like they let Robin Williams.
Well,
do
my fear with that, off. My fear with that is that Timon's going to be super sassy. Like, I feel like Simone. Like
he drove me here.
I don't want to bowl for buzzards.
And that's what's. Because, like, going back to talking about Nathan Lane. Nathan Lane played the character like. And I remember reading this in a Disney
Timon
Adventure.
On the street.
In a Disney Adventure magazine so long ago.
Oh my God, Disney Adventure.
Nathan Lane said that he played the character like a used car salesman. And that's what made Timon great.
Yeah.
Because he was just making it through the wilderness, like, hey, this is what it's supposed to be.
I got to work with what I've got. Yeah.
But no, this is going to be. It's going to be sass. It's just his voice is naturally sassy. Like, I think we're going to get very...
The sass came through his voice, not through his character.
Yeah,
I think it's the opposite with
but
Billy.
If it is the same casting director that did The Jungle Book, I will love every single casting choice come time of the movie because every part of Jungle Book, voice acting-wise, I thought was great. Even the crazy walking stuff. Though,
I would completely agree with you, and I like was not happy with the cast. I was like, "What?"
What?
Not the entire cast. Yeah, some of the cast. I was like, "What the?"
You didn't like the casting, but you enjoyed the performances at the end. After you finally saw. Yeah, I got you. Well, so we know. So we got Timon and Pumbaa cast. We got Mufasa cast. Beyonce is in talk to play Nala. Who else do we have? Do we know?
We have what's his face? Who's playing?
Donald Glover.
Obviously, that's a great casting.
That's perfect.
I hope he raps.
This is kind of Disney, but I was so sad when Donald Glover didn't get Miles Morales for the Amazing Spider-Man movie or the Sony animated Spider-Man movie. But
animated movie? No. He wouldn't do that.
Well, he was Miles Morales already.
Yeah, I know, but now he's too big. He's Childish Gambino.
But still.
Okay, we'll leave that be. We'll talk about it off screen.
Should we take bets if there's going to be an exclusively gay moment in the Lion King?
Oh my God, there better be.
There better be.
What?
But there also wasn't in Beauty and the Beast.
Know, right? No. There better not be. Exactly. There better not be because if they do, they're going to like make it a Beauty and the Beast thing.
No,
and it's gonna
I'm
be
praying
skewed.
That Timon and Pumbaa are canonically gay.
I'm praying too. Speaking
but they're different species.
Who cares?
You guys live here? That's right. As a couple.
I want it.
Speaking of bets, my roommate actually reminded me of this last week after they came back from Celebration about our bet about Luke Skywalker.
Oh, yeah?
So we're going to find out probably in December who won that bet because he's a little dark in...
You're going to find out that it's me.
He's a little dark in the poster and in
the... Are you feeling nervous about it?
I'm not,
Are you
but
sweating
I'm just
a little
saying,
bit?
No.
Sweat, the heat's radiating, girl. I feel it. okay, here's my question, though. Who would you guys cast...
As Zazu?
Zazu.
Me. No, okay. But for reals, though, I don't
you
know.
You would be an Irish Zazu?
Irish Zazu. Zazu, I think, would actually be fun to have as a guy who played Gus from Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
It's such like an out-of-left-field pick. Fun.
I would go with Alan Tudyk.
Never mind. Yeah, I choose that one.
I knew you were going to change your mind.
Alan Tudyk's everything.
I knew it. I was like, I got the right answer for you, Joven.
Yeah, that's good. That's
okay, how about the hyenas, though? Because people are saying they better be Latino.
No, one person said that on
That's
a video.
That's people. That's people.
One person.
I want him to be Latino.
People in the comments have said
I want
Kevin Hart.
I want Kevin Hart to be one of the hyenas.
Right.
Yeah.
I want it to be like...
Not Ed, like
no, I want to be Shenzi. No. No.
Bonsai.
Not Bonsai. Bonsai. Bonsai.
You know what? I actually think Alan Tudyk is going to end up being Ed.
Yeah, no, they would be. Because the whole chicken thing.
It would make sense, yeah. But I want him to be Zazu. Like, I want him to have that role. Or Kevin Hart as Zazu.
Kevin
Hart would be. All that stop playing, Simba! Get over here! You need to get...
Oh my God.
I want to see Andy Serkis actually as one of the hyenas.
Andy Serkis, or maybe as Scar.
We need a woman.
Ooh. Andy Serkis' voice acting is on point.
Ah, man, just every like,
who would play Scar though?
Yeah, Lion King's one of my just all time. Like,
even
I saw that
Alan
five
Tudyk
times.
Scar.
Here's
no,
like
no.
Like, Jeremy Irons was so like Jeremy Irons set this bar, and like you can't do Scar. If you're gonna do Scar again, you have to do Scar.
Child is the hyenas.
Yeah. Nobody cares about them. They only care about Beyonce.
Leslie Jones as Shenzi.
Yes! Ooh. Who said that? We have to give them a hard shout
props.
Out.
Whoever said that?
Paris Santiago.
Leslie Jones. We gotta get a Latino actor, though. You can't just do Kevin Hart and Leslie Jones.
Wait, is Beyonce going to be older Nala or younger Nala?
Older Nala.
Older Nala. Because,
can you feel the love tonight?
These what comments. Did I just watch?
Scarlett Johansson.
Kanye would be a good Mufasa.
I just watched Finding Dory.
Oh! Who would you... Kevin Hart is Rafiki.
Stop with Kevin Hart.
Oh, Will Smith!
Shut up.
No! He's in Dumbo!
He's in everything.
What were you trying to say?
I don't remember anymore.
You watched Finding Dory.
Oh, yeah. So the girl that plays Destiny, the whale, is the...
From the Mick.
I guess she's in that, but It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Yeah, yeah. And she did a great job. She's got this perfect voice, and I think she can play much younger.
Yeah.
And she's already in the Disney fam now. I think that'd be a good way to go.
That'd be cool. Super Iron Halo is saying Pixar, Michael Pena as one of the hyenas. Dope. Yeah. Dope casting. For those of you who don't know who he is, nobody knows who he is. That's the point. He's in every movie, and still nobody knows who he is. He's actually opposite of Dax Shepard. Is that what his name is? Yeah. In the movie Chips. He's the Mexican cop.
Tom, he's good. Great.
I love
he's
Michael
so
Pena. His comedic timing.
Who said
insane.
That? Shout out to that
Super
person.
Iron Halo.
That is for
right?
The other hyena.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He would replace Cheech Marin.
All right, let's move on to this big old piece of news.
Yeah, so next up we got, we could do a whole episode on that. But Disney has released all of their release dates for all of their films through 2021. Sarah, walk us through this a little bit.
Oh my God, it's so many.
Okay,
dates.
Well, I'll help you though. Well, first of all, we got Star Wars Episode 9. That comes out on May 24th, 2019.
I'm so bitter.
Whoa, was it in May?
So we're getting right away.
Which is, it's funny because Episode 8 is obviously.
I mean, we have to wait extra time. We get Episode 8 in December, then we have to wait essentially a year and a half.
What
the?
Yeah, but it's better than the 2 years because also it works out because Episode 8 is in December. Han Solo is now in May. That's a May release. And so then it's 1 year
from
that.
Yeah, I'm on board with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
And again,
Star Wars movies up until Episode 7 were notoriously.
Wait, when is Han Solo?
That's a May release.
Han Solo, May 25th, 2018.
So they're just moving it through December.
And which, again, episodes 1 through 6, all released in May. All released in that same time span. Always misses my birthday, May 18th, every single time.
That's a smart
time.
Move because I feel like Star Wars movies, no matter what, will be successful. So better to put that in the middle of the year where it's not, first, not competing with as many other movies because
what?
It's May.
What?
No,
what?
I think all the
that
other...
That summer
all the
blockbuster,
other...
everything else is in May.
Star Wars will shut everybody else down.
No, May's been such a great Marvel year. Like,
I'm
they're
saying,
competing against themselves.
I'm saying... Are they, though?
Yeah.
No, they're going to space out the movies. They're not going to put Star Wars in a Marvel movie at the same time.
Right.
Yeah. What I'm saying is Star Wars will shut down everybody else. There'll be no competition.
For example, May 5th, 2018, Avengers Infinity War. May 25th, Han Solo movie.
Yeah.
So it's the same.
It's just 2 weeks.
It's the
so
same as they're
crazy,
doing
though.
That this
and
month.
You're right. You're right.
This coming May, it's Guardians,
because,
early May.
Right.
Pirates, end of May.
End of May. What I was saying, well, that's true, but you, like you said, it's a summer blockbuster month,
right.
So people are likely to go multiple times in the summer. What I was saying in the holiday month, of December, why not release another movie that needs the family going out together?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
just
it needs the family.
That
money.
November December release has been so good for blockbusters.
Yeah,
Lord
but
of
Star
the
Wars
Rings
is going to be a blockbuster no matter when you release it. So
sure.
You might as well take a like. So
you're right. Give it an
Star
October
Wars,
release.
Star Wars is AAA, right?
Right.
So get a double A and release it. Yeah, exactly.
They do it again in 2019.
I feel like all the studios just like wrote to Disney and were like, please, just let us have December.
Let us have
please,
a Christmas movie.
My God.
In 2019, they have the untitled Avengers. Ugh. May 3rd, and then Star Wars Episode 9, May 25th.
That's insane.
But for, like, all of these years coming up, they have either an animated movie for November, for Thanksgiving, and then, like, a fairy tale movie for Christmas. Mary Poppins Returns.
So that's what I mean. Fairy tale movies and Christmas.
Returns comes out on Christmas. Ralph Breaks the Internet comes out for Thanksgiving. Frozen 2 comes out for Thanksgiving. Some Fairy Tale in 2019. Gigantic comes out. Thanksgiving of 2020.
Damn, I didn't even think about them competing with themselves with Marvel. Yeah. That's crazy.
And,
but they're doing it
and
already.
And what you get in Blockbuster is like, as soon as May and June and July, it's every weekend.
But I guess you're more likely to see multiple movies in the summer, so that makes sense. In December, I feel like you're kind of limited.
Well, over the last few years, we've also seen a drop in Blockbuster sales. Blockbuster.
Too soon, bro.
In those summer movie releases because ticket prices are going up.
Yeah.
And especially in places like Los Angeles where we get like these nicer theaters, so it's like $18 a ticket. Yeah. It's getting harder and people aren't going to the theater as much.
Well, here, let me ask the chat before you finish that thought. Do you guys go see multiple movies during the summer? I mean, would you see two Disney movies, for example, right now? Would you see Guardians and Pirates? I mean, they're literally in the same month.
Well, this is a very skewed audience because they're going to see every Disney movie that comes out.
Not necessarily, because we're also talking about Marvel movie where our audience is sort of skewed, where some see it and some don't.
Yeah, so.
And
also,
yes.
What is Magic Camp?
Oh my God, we've talked about Magic Camp on the show.
Sarah's favorite show. It's actually Walt Disney's favorite movie.
It's Walt Disney's favorite movie. It's about a magic summer camp. Steve Martin was originally supposed to be in it, but now Jeffrey Tambor and Adam Devine are in it.
I love
Adam
that.
Devine.
Wait, Adam Devine's great.
Yeah. You're like, wait,
I really, really like Adam Devine. I really love Adam Levine. I get those two confused.
Oh my God.
I love and like.
Very different people. There's married to Victoria Secret.
This audience is all about seeing multiple movies right now. Everyone's like, yes, obviously I want to see multiple. Yes, yes, yes. Da, da, da. And one person says, Pirates is trash. Well, we found our minority.
I don't think that's a minority.
No one else is saying that. I would see Guardians, but I'll wait out Pirates.
Right.
One comment here. Yes, I go to every movie. Our movie theater tickets are $8.50. Where are you from? The Pacific Northwest?
That's nice.
What do you think Pirates is going to get on Metacritic? Well, that's a good question. I don't know. People are saying it's good, though.
Lots of other release dates. Indiana Jones got pushed to July 10th, 2020.
A whole year. It was pushed an entire year. And hey,
which
Harrison
one
Ford's getting up there.
I don't want Harrison Ford to, like, I don't want
him. He doesn't have a whole lot of...
I want him to get
he's
going to
be the relic that they find.
Oh, my God.
If they don't hurry up.
Oh, no.
Lion King was set for July 19th, 2019. Wrinkle in Time, March 9th, 2018.
That's an interesting one.
Lion King's too far.
Yeah.
When is Lion King 19?
July
19th.
Yeah, but you know what? That level of CGI, bruh. I'd rather wait.
Man,
they're already in production.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying with that level, that amount of massive CGI, because you know they're not going to play around with Lion King. They're not going to.
Did you like how Jungle Book looked?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, it was so great.
It was so good.
Heck yes.
It was so good.
I
thought it
deserved
be better than that. Best visuals out of the Oscars. That's,
dude, you and me both, man.
Well, Indiana Jones didn't get pushed as much as Gigantic, which was supposed to come out in November 2018 and is now coming out November 25th, 2020.
That's
wild. Man, that's like Aquaman status.
They switched it with Wreck-It Ralph.
It's just like Disney's like, how much money should we make and when? They just have they own everything.
They do.
And the
everything is dope right now.
Big one, Frozen 2, November 27th.
That one surprised me. Was that on
19?
Was that a known thing?
Wow,
I
that's
wasn't
a
aware.
Real long wait for that.
Did this table like Frozen?
I mean,
we're it's fine.
Yeah,
we don't
like it wasn't
it.
Bad. It's just like the hype that sucks.
The problem is that we enjoyed every other, like the three movies released around it much better. Like we like Big Hero 6 better, we like Tangled better, and we like Zootopia better.
Yeah. And Wreck-It Ralph was
and
also
Wreck-It
better.
Ralph better. We like four.
I like
everything.
The music.
Yeah.
It's like we don't dislike it, but everything else around it is so much better and doesn't get as much
I
praise.
Don't think it has, like, I don't like rewatching it. I thought it was good like, the first two times I saw it, but I don't think the rewatchability of it is really great. So
yeah,
I feel so bad for all the parents whose children just put it on repeat.
Do you feel like that movie is empty?
Yes.
Right?
It's not, like I enjoy it, and believe me, I've had to watch it a ton of times just because I've played Elsa so many times. But, like... I know it, like, by heart, I feel like, but it's just not, it's not as great. Like, I thought when I first saw it, I was like, this is the best cartoon ever! And now I'm like, no, I think you're right, Tangled is better.
Tangled's way better.
I love Tangled.
You actually brought up a really interesting question, and again, I'm sorry, this isn't my show, but I do this on shows, I just derail them. You said you feel bad for all the parents that get stuck watching that movie on repeat. When you guys were kids, what was the Disney masterpiece that you had a little puffy case that you kept on repeat that your parents probably hate?
Lion King, Aladdin, Little Mermaid, and Robin Hood.
Yeah, I had Aladdin on repeat.
Aladdin, I had to get another copy because I broke it. Yeah.
I remember when I had chicken pox when I was five. I woke up with a lion, like a Simba doll that I think my parents still have in some type of thing. And it was like my most prized possession was this Simba doll.
Mm-hmm. Mine was a little toy.
Simba was my first crush. I know rightfully it was a cartoon animal.
Rightfully so.
I once got I got a little toy of Aladdin on carpet. Like he was like surfing on it, and I got it at the gift shop of the Aladdin in Las Vegas when my parents were gambling.
That's really cool.
And, like that was one.
Did
of
you
my
steal it? Like, no, they were gone gambling. And then they tried to cut off my hand.
Yeah.
Again, just random question. I'm sorry. Don't ever let me on the show again because now you get to talk about Disney stuff.
Oh my God, okay.
What's your favorite underrated under the radar Disney movie?
Oh, we were just talking.
Well, I mean, a Goofy movie is like having a resurgence, so like I can't even say it's obscure, even though it's my favorite of all time.
I feel like Big Hero 6, man.
I was just watching clips from Chicken Little recently.
Ugh.
No. Don't say it, dude. Stop.
Just stop.
I love Chicken Little.
No!
Stop! Fish Out of Water is the greatest character in any Disney movie ever.
Saying I respected you for, I have to disregard.
It was so good. Zach Braff, awesome.
Oh, God.
Honestly, Enchanted.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I
love
it. Animated.
Oh, animated?
It's half animated, kind of. Oh, like the fourth animated.
Tarzan, first of all. And
yes.
Tarzan's on the planet.
And here's
Tarzan's Atlantis. A masterpiece. It's part of the masterpiece collection.
Okay, here's my answer that's not popular either.
It's part of the masterpiece
collection. Brother Bear. Not because of the storyline, because I think the animation is some of the finest animation ever produced by Disney.
Chicken Little sucks butt, someone said.
Chicken butt.
Fish out of water.
I'm sorry, I'll stop taking over
let's
the show. You can stay on top.
We got Cars 3 trailer
Cars
today.
Cars 3 trailer, let's watch it. Here's underrated
movie. Cars 3 trailer. It's new today. Here it is.
God, I love the chat tonight. You guys are lit.
I haven't watched it yet. Racing.
Hit the thumbs up button.
Yeah, guys, hit the thumbs
movie
up button.
Deals, infomercials, product endorsements.
This is what it feels like being out of show.
You think you're famous now? We'll be rich beyond belief.
You're about to be so famous.
Sterling, what this kind about? Of money do cars use?
Your legacy.
Like dollar bills?
Where do they keep their wallets?
In their trunk.
Oh, I bet it's like scanning like your cell phone or something. Apartment. They just like scan their bumper.
Boom. It's like that Justin Timberlake movie where they just scan their wrists.
I want a whole thing trailer done with Sarah sound effects. Boom.
Sarah, can you just like go?
Crash, roll. Roll. Ricochet.
Pew, pew. Lamp.
Oh my God, look. They came to the scene.
I decide lights. When I'm done.
How you feeling?
I can't
go out on the track and do the same old thing. It won't work.
Is that still Owen Wilson?
Yeah, I can't handle it. You
know what I won't work.
I don't know. I got nothing.
Oh my God. It's the first time we've seen Vader.
I'm
excited to train you. I like a challenge.
Oh.
I'll call you my senior project.
Oh my God. Like someone has to be retrained.
Oh God.
The beach ate me.
That's gonna be a kid's favorite line somewhere.
The beach ate me.
I'm gonna say now I'm a little disappointed that this didn't take the Tokyo Drift storyline
right?
as the third Fast and Furious. Like this should have been that, like him having to learn how to drift.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, that's like me and Mario Kart. Like he just learned how to drift.
Don't worry, they took it out. They took it out in Mario 8.
Really?
The fire jump.
This is so dramatic.
That's the point. Oh, that's cheating.
But does this appeal to kids?
Yes.
But it's so dramatic.
It's cars. Well, that's why the cars are what appeals to kids. The storyline they're trying to make for adults.
I'm not into it.
Well.
My name!
That's my life.
That's your life?
I'm that kid.
That's me.
Screaming about nothing.
I'm the cow.
All I can think of is the Cars ride.
I could only think about that girl on SNL doing her own Wilson impression.
Oh my God.
Kate McKinnon?
No. Vanessa.
Vanessa Bear?
No. Her last name is Villa
this
Senor.
This trailer was so good that we started talking about Saturday Night Live.
Guys.
I guess Lane Hickman is saying, I don't like Cars.
I don't think I like Cars.
Well, I don't think I like it.
I think it's funny that this is the third one. Like, do you remember the time when they would make sequels to Disney movies and we disregarded them? We didn't see them?
Wait, what do you mean?
Lion
do you
King
remember
2,
a time?
The best movie ever.
Like, who, did you guys happened. See the Beauty and the Beast, the winter movie?
Whatever. Sarah's seen everything.
Enchanted Christmas.
Okay.
With Forte.
I forgot I'm in the wrong crowd.
And Sultan.
What about the Return of Jafar?
Even better.
Aladdin
3, King of Thieves.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I was super duper into Return of Jafar because I was such an Aladdin fan. And I was like, yes. And then the animation, I was like,
Well, I believe Return of the Jafar, in that kind of span of like sequels that nobody saw, that was the only one that got theater release, theatrical release.
No, it didn't get theatrical
release. It didn't get a theatrical release?
Who? Straight to DVD. Lion King 2 should have gotten a theatrical release, and I will fight for that till the death.
Oh, yeah, that was another one.
Lion King 2?
It was so good.
I still haven't seen it.
Lion King 2 is great.
Can I do a watch with... Can we watch it together? I love it.
I'm just kidding, of course.
Okay, I'm actually... I have high hopes for Cars 3. I think it's going to be good.
Me too.
Because...
Will you go see it in theaters?
Yes.
Did Airplanes already come out?
Yes.
Planes. There you go.
Sarah's favorite.
Because... They know they messed up with Cars 2.
They did. They know. But why did they mess up? Because it was all about Mater.
Well, because it was going to be straight to DVD, and then they were like, no, we want to make some money.
And they did.
I was explaining the plot of Cars 2 to my sister today, and she like thought it was a joke. I was like, well, Cars 2 is basically like James Bond with cars, and Mater is right. James Bond.
That's right.
And she was like, you're literally joking.
No,
I was like,
you know, no, it's very like, not. What's that movie with, what's the Ghostbuster girl? Not Kate McKinnon, the other one.
McCarthy.
Spy.
Spy. Yeah. That's Spy is the comedy version of Cars 2.
That's funny.
Cinderella 3, A Twist in Time.
I like Pocahontas 2, Ellis and Scott.
Anyways.
With Cars 3, like, who does this actually appeal to? Because these Pixar movies.
It's for kids, dude.
Well, but they take so long to come out with.
New kids.
New kids. And they
no, mine, just... my 4-year-old nephew is obsessed with Cars 1 and 2.
Okay.
He loves it.
Like, if you have a kid now and he's 2 years old and this is the movie that's coming out, now you have 3 movies to show your child, which means you have to spend 3 movies to entertain them.
Ka-chow!
Yeah.
That's adorable.
Ka-chow!
It's like, that's ka-chow. Anyway.
It's like that turtle. Have you seen that turtle? It sounds like Owen Wilson. Anyway. Space Mountain. Coming back.
It's coming back.
Regular version.
No!
Star Wars version. Yeah.
I love the Star Wars version.
Well, you better go on
it. When they took it away for Halloween, they replaced it with the dumbest thing.
The quote-unquote Star Wars version. There's an X-Wing flying around.
Dude,
and then
no, you're like,
there's so much Star Wars
and
stuff.
And then there's like the lights and the music.
You feel like you're shooting.
There's the X-Wings are projected.
Light
the
speed.
TIE fighter shoots at you. The X-Wing models.
I just had my Star Wars
We're
bar too high.
No, it is sort of slapdashed in there, but there are a lot of references.
First of all, the best Space Mountain rendition was the Rolling Stones. Not Rolling Stones, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just music, though.
Yeah, but it was great.
It was good, though.
No, the Star Wars is amazing. The
Star TIE Fighter is amazing.
Yeah, I love the music for the, I guess, the revamp.
You don't love John Williams?
Yes. But the revamp, so I guess the second iteration of Space Mountain before Star Wars took over, I just like that more than the first one.
You know what I miss? The old Space Mountain music that sounded like space surfing.
Yeah, it's good.
No, that's the new music. Which the old one? Music. Like surfing, you know?
Yeah, it's a good thing to take it out.
Tell me about all the old songs and sing them to me.
This is my life, literally. So,
you know that song? I'll be over here.
I loved it because it's literally surfing music. But you're in space.
Get it.
I'll play it for you later.
Oh, that's bad.
I'm going to play it for us three in the car.
Almost. Yeah, you got
play it in the car. So that's going back to normal. When is that happening, Sarah?
I don't remember.
You better get to Disney.
Let's see.
Anyways,
let me
find out. If you want to ride the Star Wars one, you only have a limited amount of time left.
It's coming back June 1st.
Right around the corner, guys.
That's really close.
Change. Yeah, very close. Honestly, I'm fine with it. It's fine. I don't want Star Wars to take over Tomorrowland. Yeah. We're getting a Star Wars land.
They got to phase it out because Star Wars Land is coming.
Yeah, exactly. It's not coming out yet. It's still dirt right now.
But
one ride that is not dirt is the Guardians of the Galaxy. Guardians Breakout Final Form has been revealed.
Final Form.
It is. And it looks like a plumber with
Mardi Gras. It's like a Mario level.
It looks, I don't know, I like it, but
Joven, as like someone who loves Disney but isn't like, you know, doesn't have people
weekend.
Asking them every single day what they think about Guardians Breakout, like, what do you think about Guardians Breakout?
I almost wanted to see a Star Wars land, a Marvel land before I saw
it. Might happen.
But yeah, what if it turns into Marvel land?
I really liked Twilight Zone.
Right.
Like, I love the aesthetic of it, and it fit Disneyland California so perfectly.
I admit that it fit that old Hollywood.
Yeah, and whereas this is like, hey, we own a property! Yeah. Come look at this.
But wouldn't you rather have something new than have something stale?
It's the same thing, but new.
No, but it's like it's gonna feel so new.
It's gonna feel so new with that 4-hour line. I'll see it in 6 months.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. Like it looks cool, and I love it's so Guardians, gaudy. And I think the personalities of the different Guardians will work. In the because it's the whole breakout the prison thing. I think there's going to be great humor and it's going to be wonderful and I am excited for it. But I just want it.
I think the outside is a little bit ugly.
I love it. The reason I love it is because from like 3 p.m. onward, the light is hitting in it. It literally glows. That's like, cool. It's so pretty. Yeah, but
they have to make it like 13 different colors.
It's so pretty in the afternoon.
I'm really also, that lit up at night is going to be pretty cool.
I'm just like, God, I feel like every single day on Twitter I see like these freaking Twitter people who are just pooping freaking all over it.
Twitter people.
The I same people it. Every single day. And I'm like guys, stop expending energy over this because it's happening. And like everyone knows how you feel about it. So just get over it.
What do they not like?
They think they have a problem with the theming because you can see it from like all areas of the park and it's just an eyesore. And I'm like, Tower was an eyesore also, if it fit with that land.
You couldn't
and
see like, the rest of the land.
Callie Caven is saying, I heard it's going to be a shooting ride. No, it's literally Tower of Terror. I don't understand what you're confused about.
I don't know, man.
Do they still have rights to Twilight Zone stuff?
Well, that's the thing is they were paying for those.
For Florida for now.
Okay.
They were paying for those, right? So now they're not anymore.
Well, Disney, you have the money. Come on.
That's true.
Not anymore. Thanks, Shanghai. Just kidding. I don't know if that's true. I don't know. I don't think it's the prettiest thing in the world, but, it's not the worst thing in the world.
Guys.
I guess we have a Star Tours. I wish they didn't make it look so
silly. That's the thing. It's too whimsical. It's too...
It doesn't have... It almost should have an ominous feel, I think.
Yeah, it should look like a space prison.
Yeah.
Not space
Mario. I can't wait to see what it looks like at night with lights on.
But the colors are almost irrelevant at night because the lighting changes the way it looks. So why not make it not look like an orange and blue Star Tours uniform? Anyways, it looks like Small World grew up but never got a job.
It's got that long hair.
Yeah, it's just like, get a job, Breakout.
What it kind of reminds me of? Hmm. There was this robot, that movie, that animated movie. It's kind of that starring aesthetic a little McGregor. Bit. And with the, I have a large, big head and little arms.
Meet the Robinsons.
Maybe I'm thinking of that. I'm getting the
movie. Oh, Meet the Robinsons was Disney, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's what it's a meet. They're going to convert it to the Meet the Robinsons ride.
Do we hate Meet the Robinsons hate Chicken Little?
I like Meet the Robinsons.
I've never seen it.
Meet the Robinsons is like, it's a movie that I hated, and then at the end I was like, that was pretty good.
Good analysis.
Speaking of Ewan McGregor.
We've got one more thing.
No, this isn't the last thing. Okay. I'm just adding this in. Speaking of Ewan McGregor, he's in talks to be in the live-action Winnie the Pooh movie.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, the movie's
Christopher Robin, right?
Yeah, it's Christopher Robin.
Ewan McGregor is like grown up Christopher Robin. He's a drug addict. Here's the thing. Here's what I'm going to tell you.
Oh, my God.
Why?
You can literally name any, like... Right now, Joven, off the top of your head, I want you to come up with a remake of a movie that should never get a live-action remake. Right now, just like anything.
Oh, Hercules.
Like, it could be the worst thing.
But
it could be Biker Mice from Mars. Whatever Chicken it Little. Is, tell it.
On the spot, like, what's a cartoon that doesn't need a live Mass Effect?
Give me a bad example.
Okay,
bad example.
I don't know.
Shrek.
A live-action Shrek?
The musical is terrible.
Okay, if they made a live-action Shrek, I would be mad. But if they cast Ewan McGregor in it, that'd be dope. Like, you could literally do that with anything. Put Ewan McGregor in it, and it will always be
fun. Look at the prequels, but Ewan McGregor.
But I love Ewan McGregor.
Like, I don't care about this story.
About Winnie the Pooh?
Because the movie's titled Christopher Robin. My guess would be this is, like, an older Christopher Robin.
Yeah.
And again, that's just Ewan McGregor as a star.
What if it's, like, a twisted version where they're like, hey, man, Chris, you okay? And he's like, nah, man, these imaginary animals, leave me alone, man.
That would be great if it wasn't Disney doing it.
Yeah, it's Ted.
For example, like, I'm looking forward to,
Finding Neverland.
Yeah, like, Finding Neverland. Or even, like, Tim Burton's Dumbo.
Right.
Like,
starring Will Smith.
Yeah, like I actually. Here's the thing: I wasn't a fan of the Alice movies. Like Tim Burton, definitely has kind of fallen from grace, from what I loved him doing. But Dumbo, I can't wait to see his World of a Circus.
Right.
Whereas, like
back to what he does,
like this weird Winnie the Pooh Christopher Robin story. That'd be great. Disney wouldn't do it though.
Nah.
Dumbo's not Disney.
Winnie the Pooh's
right?
never been like really.
It is Disney.
It is Disney.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, never mind.
Dumbo is a Disney thing.
Yeah, but also.
Oh, yeah. Is it?
Yes.
Even the original story?
I think they have the rights.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not like, for example, Tarzan was a live action movie that wasn't Disney.
No. Anyway, or like the I'm with you. Winnie the Pooh does not need a movie.
Yeah. No, it's going to be very weird.
But neither did.
Like, I don't watch Winnie the Pooh for Christopher Robin.
All right, everybody.
Yeah. I watch for Tigger.
I watch it. Chad. I will watch it for Christopher Robin if it's Ewan McGregor.
I'm getting annoyed.
Anyway, Alan Menken.
By the chat.
Why? What are they saying?
Everyone, no, I'm getting annoyed by the chat because everyone's like, it's Disney California Adventure and Guardians doesn't fit. But were you all complaining about Cars Land or Bugs Land? I don't think so. So calm down. Oh,
called out, chat room. Go to bed. Anyways,
Where did they
film Guardians of the Galaxy?
Cars Land. Anyway, so Alan Menken is getting a one-man show and it's coming to D23.
Yeah, I'm excited. First of all,
they
also announced the entire arena lineup for D23. So for a lot of you have been asking on Twitter when the schedule for D23 will be out. It's not the full schedule, it's the schedule for the Hall H of D23, which is the arena.
Is there another Goofy movie sing along?
That was on a smaller stage, so we don't know. But probably not because that was a 20th anniversary panel. I know, I'm sorry.
I'm so angry that I missed it.
The Alan Menken one-man show is going to be great.
So he just sits up there and just does songs like he did last time.
Alan Menken, for those who don't know?
4 years ago.
Alan Menken?
Yeah.
He literally wrote every Disney song that
all
you know.
All the Disney
Okay,
Renaissance.
Gotcha.
If you know the words to a Disney song, Alan Menken
I thought
wrote
it was
it.
Tim Rice and John Elton.
No.
Elton John.
So you
John
know
Elton.
One song okay. that isn't an Alan Menken song.
Let,
that wasn't
I know it was. I'm just making
Also, Tim Rice, the Lion King movies.
Phil Collins.
Phil Collins.
All right,
but here's the thing about Tarzan. None of those songs are Disney songs. They're Phil Collins songs.
He did a lot. Alan Menken did a lot of things that people don't remember.
Little Mermaid, Mary
Newsies,
Poppins, Newsies.
Enchanted.
I love Newsies.
What?
Dude, Newsies got me into history.
It got you into Christian Bale.
That too. So good.
2013 D23, there was a performance with Richard Sherman, who wrote all the other older Disney songs we know, and then Alan Menken. And Alan Menken literally played for 3 hours. He played every single song he's ever written and talked about them, and it was incredible. And everybody had no issue with it being a five-hour-long concert because it was the best thing of all time.
Interesting.
Did you go to this? I did.
It was amazing.
There's a tier of Disney gods.
Is he just playing the piano and singing?
It's just him on stage with a piano being one time I did a little movie called Tangled.
And then everybody goes, ah!
And he's like, 7 a.m., the musical. Yeah. So good. So it's just him singing and telling short stories.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing.
Listening to a guy who wrote every famous Disney song, it would be pretty dope, though.
It's going to be good. Also, everyone note the times for the Disney live action panel, for the Disney animation panel, for the Legend ceremony, and the Disney Parks and Resorts panel, because those are the other things that got announced. And those are the biggies.
Say that again?
Those are the biggies.
What are the big ones?
Disney live action panel, Disney animation panel, Disney Parks and Resorts, and the Legend ceremony. Legend ceremony is first thing on Friday.
What time?
10 a.m. People are gonna line up at 5 in the morning or earlier, just warning you.
They'll be lined up overnight.
Yeah. But the good thing about Legend Ceremony coming before Animation Panel is that people can't line up for Animation Panel until the Legend Ceremony starts. So no one can get in line for animation before 10 a.m.
But when's the live action one? Because that's Star Wars and Marvel stuff, right?
Unless they're saving it for Comic-Con the next weekend.
Now, this doesn't make any sense to me because this is what I thought they were going to do last year. I was so excited for the Marvel panel at D23, and then they gave a tease to Daredevil or something. Whereas, because they said they weren't going to be at Comic-Con.
Right.
And then they still put some stuff at Comic-Con. Pick one. Pick one or the other. They have D23. Make D23 a giant thing. Get the Star Wars news in there.
I don't like that. I disagree with you. I think I feel the Star Wars and the Marvel stuff was under the Comic-Con umbrella first. And I feel D23 is kind of a look into all the other Disney stuff. So why take it away from the Comic-Con people where that stuff originated to just put it out?
Because everyone's dropping out of Comic-Con. Comic-Con's for the last five years, the problem is
when you announce anything at Comic-Con, it just gets drowned out by the noise of Comic-Con. Yeah. And there's so much happening. It's better to have it isolated at D23.
And then more than importantly that, make D23 bigger.
Yeah, they need
because
they need
now they have you're right. If
Disney's
they try to
so hot
cram
right now
all their Disney property into D23, you're right. It's going to take away from the animation. It's going to take away from the fans of Disney. proper. But if you make it bigger and you can do all of it at the same time, right. That's where it's great.
And I get the argument that like Disney fans might not be as interested in Marvel and Star Wars as they would be with like the Disney animated and
live action. No, it's not that. It's just like it's kind of like it's frustrating when it fits at a lot of people who like it fits at Comic-Con better. And yeah. I just feel like, hey, let like when all the Disney fans are also like filling up the Star Wars stuff. That's why I love that there's a Star Wars celebration, because if that is your one thing, you can go to that and just focus on Star Wars. Like,
dude, we should go dress as Star Trek, like crew members, and just like
troll. I'm sure people do that.
Well, here's the good thing is that the live action panel probably like it doesn't really need to have that much Marvel or Star Wars stuff, because like we've literally seen there's so much live action stuff coming. There's like 19 live action movies coming.
They usually don't even linger on it. They don't usually linger on it.
Yeah, like they're going to talk about Aladdin, they're going to talk about Mulan, they're going to talk about Little Mermaid.
Wait,
they're
going to talk about Lion King. That's not Disney.
It's confirmed they're doing it.
Oh, there is
another one. Oh, wait, there's another one.
There are two non-Disney.
There's the really bad one, and then there'll be the good
Disney
one.
There's the really bad one, there's the sort of bad one, and then there's going to be the Disney one.
Oh my God.
Yeah, dude. Little Mermaid, it's money. It's money in the bank.
We got to wrap up.
Anyways, we got to wrap up, you guys. It has been one heck of a show. This has been a lot of fun. I love these discussion-based ones. Thank you guys in the chat for communicating and being so active and vocal. That's why I love you guys. It's my babies. Make sure you follow Popcorn Talk on YouTube and at The Popcorn Talk on Twitter to find out about all the shows that are about everything that's on television and everything that's in movies. Whatever you like, there's probably a show for it. And you can follow me on social media at Mr. Leo Zombie. Easy stuff. Where can they follow you?
You guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey.
I'm Sarah Sterling. You can find me on Twitter at Sarah Sterling _. That's it. I'm also Sarah Sterling on YouTube.
It's all changing right next to me.
Yeah.
And I'm the Joven Shire. And guys, thank you so much for letting me be here and talk about Disney stuff and derailing conversations every now and then and talking about Star Wars.
You're always welcome. You're always welcome. Yeah, come back anytime.
Thanks. And shout out to the chat room, everybody out there. Have a great night. Thanks for hanging out. We'll see you next week.
Producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.